Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to present tonight one of the most enduring figures in the history of classic rhythm and blues and rock and roll music. His unbelievably successful recording of Stay became one of the classic singles in the history of rock and roll, and it's also the shortest single ever to hit number one. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to play a lot more great records by my guest of honor, who happens to be, a little drum roll, Mr. Maurice Williams. And Maurice, welcome to the show.
Pleasure, Ryan. It's good to be with you.
You have a very interesting story. I visited your website, and there's so many interesting things I want to ask you about. We'll start with the fact that you were born in Lancaster, South Carolina, around 1940.
Yes, uh-huh.
And initially, your first musical experience was learning the piano from your older sister?
Yes, Carol. Yes.
You were actually having friends over from your elementary school for informal jam sessions at the house. Were you just playing piano or were you also singing?
Singing and playing.
At that point in time, did you actually have any desire? Did you say, I want to be a star doing this?
No, not at all.
Okay. So you were kind of just doing it for fun?
It was for fun.
Around the year 1953, you and your friends were ready to form a group. And they had a very regal name. I believe they were the Royal Charms.
Right.
You had Earl Gainey, who was a tenor and a guitar player. Willie Jones, who was a baritone. William Massey, tenor, baritone, and trumpet. Boy, he did a lot. And Norman Wade was the bass.
Bass singer.
With the Royal Charms, you performed and you worked locally, but eventually you decided that there were kind of limited opportunities in the Lancaster area. And then tell me about a disc jockey who helped you out in 1956.
We took a trip to Nashville, Tennessee, and John Richburg met us. He was working actually for Nashville Records, which okay. Ernie Young owned. And he had John to meet us, and he met us at the hotel and took us over to Ernie Young to Nashville Records to audition. And we auditioned and a lot of songs, and one of the guys said, why don't you do the one that you wrote called Little Darling? I had wrote Little Darling for William Massey to sing, but he wasn't with us, couldn't make the trip with us. His mother wouldn't let him go. That's how I ended up singing
Darling. You were the accidental singer. Just backtracking a bit, Little Darling, and it's D-A-R-L-I-N apostrophe, right? There ain't no G in Little Darling.
No.
You wrote it in 1953, so this is 3 years later. Now, you don't really have a singer for it, so you hired yourself to sing that song.
Right, I had to. I wasn't going to do it, but that was the last song that we had to audition that we could. So one of the guys said, do Little Darling, say, you wrote it, you ought to know how to sing it. You know how to sing it.
Right.
But it's
when you wrote the song, Little Darling, did you see it as a calypso type of a thing initially, or was it a different kind of a song?
No, it was just mostly like sort of a ballad.
So it did not start out the way it ended.
No, it didn't.
So you went in, and did you do a recording session for Ernie Young that included Little Darling?
Yes, that's the one he liked. He said, well, speed the tempo up, make it a calypso. That was his idea to do the calypso part. And he came up with Castronest on it, you know. And he said, try these. So he said, what we can do with this. We put them on the beginning.
Right.
The very beginning. And then they put the cowbell on it. And then I came in with the thrill on the keyboard.
Ernie was not that crazy about the name Royal Charms.
Right. Well, he liked flowers. So he came up with the name Gladiolus.
You could have become the chrysanthemums or the daisies. Somehow that wouldn't have worked. You like the gladiola flowers. The record Little Darlin' was released early in 1957 on the Excello label.
Right.
And it rode the R&B chart. It got a lot of airplay. It made the top 100 on the pop chart, too.
The top 100, yes.
Yeah. I believe it got very close to the top 40. This is the original version of Little Darlin', done by the Gladiolas, with the reluctant but very capable Maurice Williams doing the lead singing. He wasn't supposed to be, but he does a great job on it. This is the original, the Gladiolas and Little Darlin'. Thank you. The Gladiolas and Little Darlin', the lead singer on that record, Maurice Williams. And I'm Ronnie Allen, and I'm talking to Maurice. That was not the end of the story with Little Darlin'. Something else happened that is kind of important, and maybe you could tell us from your point of view exactly what happened with that song.
I think it was maybe the spring of 57.
Right.
A little bit before the spring, that Mercury Records called, and they wanted a group called The Diamonds to perform it. But back then, Ron, you had to get from the publisher and the writer.
In other words, you couldn't just cover a song?
I would do today.
In those days, you actually had to say, can I do it?
So, I actually had to say it.
And you could have turned them down.
Could have said no. Well, I knew The Diamonds. We didn't know them, but we had heard the covers. They had been covering a lot of groups.
Like Why Do Fools Fall in Love and Church Bells May Ring were two of them.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Ernie Young says, you know, if you let these guys do your song, you'll get royalties the rest of your life. I thought about it, and I even went to ask the guys, because we was doing everything down the middle then. And the guy said, hey, man, let them do it. Let them do it. You know who they are. I said, let them do the song. So, you know. So I decided to go ahead and let Mercury and the Diamonds do the cover of Little Darlin'.
That cover of Little Darlin' got to number 2 in Billboard, but sold more copies than most number 1 records sell. You made a few extra trips to the bank as a result of that.
That's a big blessing. Bill is.
Elvis Presley, late in his career, made Little Darlin' part of his show.
Yes. Now, someone told me about it. A DJ friend of mine, they said that Elvis had it on the album Moody Blue, one of the last albums he made. And I got a copy, and I listened to it, and I thought it was wonderful, you know, because I'm a big Elvis fan, you know. Just blew my mind. I thought it was fantastic. But he did it live, and he got to the dog part. He said the hole in mine.
Yes.
Your little foot, I mean hand. I thought that was weird. I thought it was crazy. But it was, you know, I never got a chance to meet him, and I said, well, gee whiz, maybe I get a chance to meet him now, you know?
Elvis having a little bit of fun on stage.
Yeah, but, you know, I knew he was kidding. I thought it was just wonderful, you know?
Eventually, something happened, and you ended up with a different group. I don't know if it was a totally different group. You went with a different record label?
Yes, after 2 years was up with Ernie, with Nashville, we didn't sign in him. We thought we could do a thing. We parted nicely with all the blessings and everything, eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't use the name Gladiolas. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you couldn't take the flowers along with you.
We couldn't take the flowers, so we were without a name for a while. So we went through that part. We were still performing, though.
As the Gladiolas, Bill?
Yes, but we couldn't put it on record. And then we were looking for a new name. We were in Bluefield, West Virginia, and bass player named Robert Brookins Gore, the station wagon, broke down, and we were in this car dealership. And he saw this car called the Zodiac. It was a European car. And he said, Zodiac. He said, that's a good name. And know, that we weren't thinking about stars and heavens or nothing like that. You know, just, it was completely different. So we came up with that, and my manager at the time, Harry Gomez, he said, well, put your name on first so this won't happen again.
Right.
They make it Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. You do it that way, you won't have this problem anymore about can't use the name because it's your name.
So it was Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. You had had some success as the Gladiolas, and your first success as Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs was with the record that pretty much defined a good part of your career. And the name of the song is Stay, which is appropriate because that song has stayed for so long. It's just an incredibly successful song. When did you write Stay? Early in the 60s?
It was late 50s when I wrote Stay. I had it in my repertoire there. But there were so many songs there, I kept overlooking Stay. As a matter of fact, when I first wrote it, I very seldom tell this story because I used to forget it. When I first wrote Stay, I had torn it up in a trash can.
Oh, gosh.
So this girl, that little girl, I was transferring some songs. She was in the family, and she said, what about that song that you wrote that had a high part in it? I said, are you talking about Stay? She said, yeah, I like that. She remembered it. She was very young. And I went to the tape recorder.
Right.
The tape. Played it back again. I said, this is the one? She said, yeah. So I learned a long time ago that the other ones are better records. So we pulled it out. I thought about Henry Shane Gaston in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard him sing. His falsetto was just unbelievable. So I got him, and gee whiz, we did it. It was amazing.
So how many people were on that record? It was you and Shane and a couple of others that were the Zodiacs?
William Morrow, Charles Thomas, Henry Gaston, Albert Hill, Wiley Bennett.
So that pretty much covers the Zodiacs.
Wiley
Bennett, Henry is sometimes known as Shane Gaston, and then Charles Thomas and Albert Hill and Willie Morrow and somebody named Maurice Williams, but actually it was Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
Yes.
So you recorded Stay, you signed with Herald Records.
Right.
Came out on Herald, and we're going to play it right now. Now this record is pretty quick. Don't go too far because it'll be over very, very soon. What a great record it is. It's a classic. Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs with the great falsetto singing of Shane Gaston. This is Stay.
Stay. Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell me you're going to. Now your daddy don't mind and your mommy don't mind if we have another dance.
That was Stay, Maurice Williams, and the Zodiacs. I'm Ronnie Allen. That recording has a distinction which I believe it still maintains to this day. The shortest record in terms of time to make it to number one. It runs a minute and 37 seconds. That is a short record. But you know something, Maurice? It doesn't seem like a short record. It seems like it's a perfect length for that song.
It really does. Yeah, it seemed like it's just regular, you know?
That record hit number one on the chart. The Four Seasons did a version of that song.
Uh-huh.
They stayed pretty close to the original. Frankie Valli, of course, did the falsetto on that one. Jackson Browne did it with some different lyrics. Did he have to get permission from you?
No, okay.
What did you think of Jackson Browne's version of it?
I thought it was great. The way it came out of the loadout and everything, and read into people's Stay. I thought it was just wonderful.
If you have a copy of Stay, there's a great song on the flip side called Do You Believe. Did you write the song?
Yes, and this was supposed to have been the A-side.
The record was actually released, and DJs were supposed to play...
Be released. So in the South now, they did play it for a while, locally. But New York City was on Stay, Los Angeles, Chicago, everybody was on Stay. A friend, this DJ of mine, was on vacation, and he was in New York. He came back home, and he says, guess what? Got to turn the record over. I said, what's going on? He said, everybody's on the other side. Everybody's playing Stay. I said, well, hey, let's do it. That's how we turned it over, and everybody jumped on it. Everybody was on it. That's what happened on that. And Do You Believe was just sort of lost in the shuffle there.
But we're going to find it briefly. We're going to take it out of the shuffle. Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, and Do You Believe. Side of Stay, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. We're going to play a song now called I Remember. This is kind of an up-tempo song. Was this the follow-up to Stay?
Yes, it was. I Remember was on the Stay album, and so was Come Along. The song is about, you know, the things that I remember when I was dating this young lady, and it's pretty much a true song.
Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. This is called I Remember. Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, I Remember, and you were still with Herald Records at that time, is that correct?
Correct.
Did you appear on American Bandstand?
Yeah, for Stay, and I Remember, when I was on about three times.
Did you tour the country with these records, do record hops?
Oh yeah, record hops and all that, and follow.
We got two more recordings to play. One of which, I believe, you recorded, and then several years after you recorded it, it became a hit by a different group. Can you tell us a little bit about May I?
Yes. When we did May I, we did it for Marshall Sehorn, and he strapped it to PJ Records. They did release it, and they got out of business.
They just went poof?
Went poof. They had had a lot of success, but that song was called In the Poof.
Well, we're going to listen to your original version of that song. You did write that song, right? May I?
Yes.
So a few years later, the song did get unpoofed, but right now, this is the original version of May I by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. May I? That was Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. A few years later, there was a group called Bill Deal and the Rondells.
They took a liking to it and just went and did it their way. It was real nice. It was up-tempo. They made the charts with it.
Got to number 39 in the country, and this was in the year 1969. So we're talking about a five-year span between your song going poof and then your song getting revived in a hit top 40 rendition. And let's play a little bit of it by Bill Deal and the Rondells. This is May I. I want to acknowledge a gentleman by the name of Harry Turner. If it were not for Harry, I would not be talking to you. So, Harry, I want to say thank you for putting me in touch with Maurice Williams. And in fact, you are very active on something called the Beach Music Circuit. What exactly is that, and where do you perform as part of that?
It's mostly in the Southeast, mostly in South Carolina. The music was played around Myrtle Beach in the 50s. It was the rhythm and blues, and they call it beach music. They adopted it. The state of South Carolina has adopted it and made it the shag, the dance.
You are an inductee of the South Carolina Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame and the Beach Music Hall of Fame in Myrtle Beach. Maurice, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview show with me, and I want to wish you continued success. We're going to close right now with your version of a song called Any Day Now. Remember the original version of the song by Chuck Jackson?
Yes, I was just crazy about it, and when we played the Apollo, Chuck and I became friends, and this actually a tribute to Chuck.
Good night, Maurice Williams.
Good night. The pleasure's been mine. Thank you so much.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. And you'll be on your way, and my wow, if it's over, you'll have flown. Oh, any day now, I'll be all alone. Your restless eyes meet someone new. Oh, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, in a day now, love will let me die. Until you're gone forever, I'll keep holding on for dear life, holding you this way. And I'm gonna beg you to stay in a day now. When the clock strikes gone, a girl you're calling on. And my tears will flow, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now,
any day now,
love will let me down, as you want to be around. No, no, no. Baby, what you stay with me? Stay with me. Don't go.
Well, that's the show. Now a couple of bonus tracks. Here are the Gladiolas doing a song called Shoop Shoop.
Thank you.
Now you give me a thrill when you walk by. You know your pretty red skirt really catches the eye. Oh, well, a shoot, shoot, oh, well, a shoot.
Wow, that ends quick. Finally, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs doing a song that sounds a lot like Stay. This is called Come Along.
Yeah. Come along. Such a wonderful joy. I wanna be your lover boy. Why don't you ask your mama?